All right. Welcome into our little cafe here, the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, producer, the new and the used. This is episode, I guess, 5.5. For those of you that have been listening for the past few episodes, I, one, want to say thank you so much, but also wanted to just kind of address the last episode, episode number 5, Tools of the Trade. Was a Spotify exclusive, kind of playing around, having fun with the Music Plus Talk podcast platform. I like it a lot. I think I'll probably use it quite a bit, especially when I'm doing features on artists or interviews. I like it a lot because you can directly link to the artist's tracks, which then lead you to the artist's social media sites and whatnot. So I like it a lot, but I will say that I like having a broader net to kind of cast the podcast out over, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Amazon or Stitcher or whatnot. So if you follow me on other platforms, or you would follow the Pickles and Beats podcast on other platforms, you may not see episode 5, because episode 5 is strictly to Spotify, which even if you don't have a Spotify account, you can listen for free. You'll just only get 30-second clips of the music. So just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. So I'll call this episode 5.5. So not really episode 6, because you won't see an episode 5 if you're looking on other platforms. But episode number 5.5 here is going to be called The Science of Lo-Fi. And kind of looking at some of the benefits of lo-fi music, and just music, I guess, in general. But overall, lo-fi music is our goal here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast. So just want to make sure I mention that. And also, before we get started, I want to make sure I put a plug out for all the social media sites. And, if you can give a share or post and share with friends, we're on all major platforms, whether that's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all major platforms under Pickles and Beats. So look us up, add us up, and share it. I appreciate that very much. So let's go ahead and get into it. This is, again, Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 5.5, The Science of Lo-Fi. And, I also, before I get started, start and say that, I'm not a doctor. And a lot of the technical things that I might be saying in here, it's all based off of research. I've looked at a couple different articles, as well as listened to a couple different podcasts talking about the science of and health benefits of music and soft music, as well as lo-fi music in general. So I'm kind of using some of that for my background research here, as well as just a genuine conversation. So you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to check out our home site. And you can even leave a message if you wanted to chime in on this. I'd really appreciate that. Go to, again, anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and leave a message. You could either just leave a question. You could comment on this and how, what's the impact of music in your life? Do you like to listen to music for health benefits? Helps you calm down, helps get you excited. Do you listen to it because you are a musician and you're analyzing it? What is it that you love about music, or that you use music for? Just curious. But if we're talking about the science and benefits of lo-fi music and music in general, I think, music serves a lot of purposes in our lives, whether it's using it as background music to help you concentrate or study, or music therapists using it to assist patients with coping with their stressful surroundings. I think, music carries a therapeutic purpose. The technical flaws, such as like distortion in background music or limited frequencies that we get in lo-fi music, I think, definitely triggers that cerebrum and helps people, focus. It soothes anxieties and helps listeners articulate emotions. These naturally, occurring hormone chemical players, the big three that, we'll be using in a lot of this episode, are going to be dopamine, serotonin, and cortisol. Dopamine and serotonin being very positive mood enhancers, muscle movement, vital role in brain pleasure and reward systems, deep sleep and digestion regulation, mood regulation, and then cortisol, you know, naturally occurring steroid hormone that often gets the term the stress hormone, whether it's for good stresses or bad, the flight or fight sequences and whatnot, but contributes to a lot of those stressful hormone situations. But there's a lot of research that shows that, you know, blood flows easily or a little bit easier when music is being played. And, you know, music being played, whether it's soft music or just enjoyable music, can reduce heart rate, lower blood pressure, decrease that cortisol, that stress hormone, increase serotonin or endorphin levels like the dopamine, which obviously in turn is going to elevate your mood. Music can boost the brain's production of that hormone dopamine. Again, talking about our endorphin levels. But, you know, music just in general can be extremely beneficial to you. And obviously there's multiple ways. If you do just your own basic research, you can find this is not something that's just, you know, debated. There's factual evidence to support a lot of these things. And so I'm going to focus on a few right now before we get into some music. But some of those benefits to listening to music or soft music, calming music is, you know, it's heart healthy. There's a lot of research, as I was just saying, shows that blood flow is way easier when music is being played. And, you know, if we're going to have a smoother flow of blood, it's going to reduce heart rate, lower blood pressure, decrease that cortisol level, and increase your serotonin and endorphin levels. It's obviously also going to elevate your mood. Music, you know, boosts the brain's production of the hormone dopamine, so it's going to increase dopamine production, relieve, you know, feelings of anxiety and depression. Music is, you know, processed directly through your brain, which obviously is going to affect those mood and emotions. So it seems very obvious, a lot of these things, but, you know, it's got to be focused on, it's got to be talked about. And, you know, if you're getting these elevated levels of dopamine in your system, the cortisol levels are dropping, you're going to reduce your stress. Research has definitely found that listening to music can relieve stress. And I think that's in more people than not. You know, and again, if you're reducing your stress, you're going to relieve those symptoms of depression. Some people use music to help them get through depression. Some people like to soak in it a little bit. But, you know, when you're feeling down in the dumps or just feeling crummy, music can help be a pick-you-up. You know, a lot like exercise does for some people. This one's a big one for me, and I think another reason why a lot of people attach to lo-fi music, but, you know, it stimulates memories, that nostalgia. You know, there is no cure for Alzheimer's disease or dementia, but music therapy has without a doubt been shown to relieve some of these symptoms. Music therapy can relax an agitated patient, improve the mood, or open up a conversation in patients because that song can stimulate that memory from a time past. I see those kind of videos all the time. It's amazing the power that music can have. You know, there's managing and easing pain, reducing stress levels and providing that strong, you know, competing stimulus to the pain signals to enter the brain. Music therapy, it's a real deal thing. It can assist it can definitely assist in pain management. Especially, you know, in geriatric care, you know, intensive care or those that live with serious illness, I think music therapy is a very positive thing. I haven't seen this myself. I wish I need to find a way to have this work to my advantage, but there was actually a study that showed that playing music, you know, soft music in the background and dimming the lights during a meal can actually help slow you down while eating and ultimately consume less food. I think that's a little bit of a stretch, maybe, who knows, but I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm gonna have to start putting on some lo-fi music, dimming the lights down low and focusing on the conversation rather than eating, and maybe I can lose a little bit of poundage because of lo-fi. And then obviously, I think a lot of people can use this if you've ever been to the gym, but it can increase your workout endurance. You put on that right playlist, you pick that right music, listening to those right workout tracks can really boost your physical performance and motivate you. So music can not only be calming and therapeutic, but it can also be inspiring and get you going. So I love that a lot. So I think music itself can provide that positive neurophysiological effect that, you know, helps increase brain activity. Moreover, I think other benefits that, you know, lo-fi music brings improve that, you know, it brings, you know, improved cognitive ability. I think that elevation of mood, hopefully reducing that anxiety if you're listening to those right style or the vibe that you're looking for, and kind of restoring yourself a little bit. But, you know, the question I want to ask you is, well, you know, why is lo-fi so good at this? You know, it motivates you, gets you to be more productive, maybe performative with your own project. I don't know. I do think when we, you know, experience any kind of improvements in our progress, we feel that urge to further pursue our passions and increase, you know, our commitments. So I think lo-fi music is definitely known for its power to, you know, help people in their communities online. You know, utilizing lo-fi music as a background music to somebody's project or you know, collaborating with somebody else, it gives you the opportunity to connect and communicate with others. Maybe those people like myself at times that can be kind of introverted, it's a way to reach out and work with somebody else that you may not have had the opportunity to work with before. So we're going to get into a little bit of music here and then come back and talk about how lo-fi music can help calm your nerves and whatnot. But we got some great music today for the podcast here. We got first artist up is going to be Tom Dooley. His first track is going to be Rent a Van, followed up by Preciso. And once again, this is Tom Dooley on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 5.5, The Science of Lo-Fi. Check it out. All right. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 5.5. Here, the science of lo-fi. You just heard Tom Doolin with Rent a Van, followed up by Preciso. Once again, I am your host and producer, the new and the used, here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. And we're talking again about the science of lo-fi and talking about, you know, music and how it can have calming effects as well as, you know, motivational, inspiring effects, and how music in general can be beneficial to the, I guess, whether it's human psyche or just human health benefits. And then obviously talking about lo-fi music and how that plays its role as well. So that's where we're leaning into next. So how does lo-fi music help calm your nerves? You know, I think as expected, many, you know, marvel with those questions as how music helps enhancing well-being. You know, obviously it improves the well-being physiologically by reducing those levels of cortisol in the human body, which we just kind of talked about last segment there. You know, the stress hormone. The brain's ability to, you know, pick up different tones of low fidelity music actually aids in brain focus. There was a study in 2019 out of Milan that showed that having background music or sound, some low fidelity music, actually helps the mind to recall, to encode and to focus. This was using strictly, you know, low fidelity music. You know, the frontal lobe of the brain is the center of the majority of the brain's function. This is coming right from their study. And this is vital to our consciousness. So within the variances, you know, of lo-fi sounds, the brain picks up those unorthodox melodies or those out of place things, which actually helps get into a better state of focus. Because you think, you know, if it's really calming, you know, like some really, you know, stuff to put you to sleep, you're going to be almost too calm. You're not going to be able to focus on anything. But having some of that lo-fi, the calming effect of the music, but with some of those nuances that give the lo-fi quality its sound, those are the things that actually keep you focused. It's kind of interesting to think about that. So this helps the brain relax and actually can align it back into its working spirit. So essentially, we're more relaxed with those lower levels of cortisol. The lower our body's response to inflammation, the higher our ability to improve our memory, balance, you know, mental decorum, the overall, you know, our happiness and well-being is all intertwined together. I think, you know, something else to think about, you know, so some of us, whether it's, you know, I work with kids directly, but whether you're working with kids or yourself as an adult out there, it's hard to focus and study, whether it's on a trade that you're wanting to learn or just to get better at something or even just to read. You know, some people it's hard to focus on just reading. I think it's important to think about, you know, why we have that problem or why it's so dull or boring. And I would rather, you know, a lot of us would rather be watching movies or doing anything else than studying. So what is it? Obviously, it's always going to come down to interest, the high level of interest. Psychology, obviously, and observational learning is going to be pointed out as the most developed type in learning in humans. Observational learning rather than diving in through texts or whatnot. And I think that's, you know, I think it's pretty obvious. That's why most kids learn through visuals. It's very obvious. And so, you know, you might have grown up hearing about the negative effects of music or videos on, you know, the ability to study, but actually it's not, studies haven't been showing that's true. A great way to develop a child's interest in their academics is to use music, is to use visuals as well. You can do this through music, obviously. There's been lo-fi studies that have proved this right. You know, there's so many studies out there. Again, in this 2019 study out of Milan, the study showed that kids who listen to, you know, even pop music perform better in a test than those who didn't use any music at all when they were studying or trying to retain knowledge. Just something to point out how lo-fi music is beneficial to calming your nerves, as opposed to maybe any other style of music. But lo-fi music plays that role just because it has those calming effects, but also has the those things that stick out sometimes like a sore thumb, whether it's the distortion or crackling or nostalgia type sounds, the ocean or crickets or rain, things that might stand out to you to make you kind of like recenter yourself and focus. So let's get into a couple more tracks, and then we'll talk about some key benefits to music and lo-fi music in this Science of Lo-Fi podcast here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast, episode number 5. Again, the Science of Lo-Fi. I'm your host, producer, the new and the used. And coming up next, we have Otis McDonald with Thanks Man, followed up by Main Street. And Otis, really, his tracks were sticking out to me. They got this really heavy boom bap sound, and I dig it a whole lot. So big ups to Otis here. Thanks Man and Main Street coming up on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast, episode number 5.5, The Science of Lo-Fi. Check it out. Hi, welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 5.5. I'm your host, the new and the used, and that was two tracks back-to-back by Otis McDonald. The first one was called Thanks Man, followed up by Main Street, and I like that vibe a lot, both of those tracks. They got a really heavy boom-bap vibe, and I personally just dig it. So here we are, episode 5.5, talking about the science of lo-fi. If you're just joining us in here, we've been talking about a bunch of different stuff with the science and health benefits and physiological benefits of, lo-fi and music in general, what it has, the effects it has on your brain and body and whatnot. So, again, just a quick plug before we get into the last little segment here, about finding Pickles and Beats on all platforms. The new home base is anchor.fm/picklesandbeats. You can leave a voice message. You can ask questions there as well. And again, on all major platforms, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatnot, is Pickles and Beats. So appreciate those that have been with us on the journey so far this year. And I'm looking forward to continuing to make more episodes. But without further ado here, we're talking about the science of lo-fi. And we talked, off the start in the first segment, we were discussing, the science and benefits behind lo-fi music and kind of the key players in our chemical hormones in our bodies and some of the effects that music has on us. And then we talked about, how lo-fi music can actually help calm your nerves and the study that was going on in Milan. And I really want to dive into that, the Milan study, and talking about the benefits of music and lo-fi music in general. Urging kids to study and adults to study, and it's kind of a difficult task. And when I say study, I don't always mean just like studying textbooks, but studying to become better at something, whether it's music itself or an instrument or a sport or some other skill. It's you're studying to get better at something, and trying to get your focus in place can always be one of the more difficult things when trying to learn something new or master a skill or a craft. So but nothing's impossible, so it's just finding the right setup for you. But probably one of the most common is having some music to keep you focused, or to influence you in some way, shape, or form. So that's why I love that lo-fi exists, because it serves a lot of purposes for me. And so when I was diving in and reading about this Milan study and ways to and benefits that music and lo-fi music has on you, these are some of the ones that came up. And so I figured I'd talk about them, and I'm paraphrasing some, quoting some, and just genuine talking about it. So obviously the big one, and we've already talked about this a little bit, is how music actually activates the brain. Lo-fi music produces several physiological effects on the body. A human brain has two parts, the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere. Lo-fi music activates both hemispheres, helping your brain function more efficiently. According to Stanford research, music moves the mind to pay attention. The study showed that the brain assists students in focusing on a lesson and organizing the incoming information. The drum loops that are found in lo-fi music become predictable at a subconscious level, creating a feeling of comfort or nostalgia as it takes place, of the external environmental noise as both hemispheres of the brain are activated. Increased brain activity equates to improved focus and concentration, of course. Obviously, happy mood becomes another key piece to listening to lo-fi music and just music in general when you're trying to focus or study. Another study showed that slow music releases that serotonin, as we were talking about, which is known as that happy mood hormone or elevating your mood. With its calming effect, lo-fi music increases dopamine and serotonin and, reduces that stress hormone cortisol. And, happy and relaxed mood can help anybody focus, and study or get tasks done more than a stressful mind would. Slow music releases serotonin. That's the study has been shown multiple times. Lo-fi music increases that dopamine and serotonin to improve your mood while simultaneously, you know, reducing the cortisol, the stress hormone. So happy mood, big deal. You know, improves learning. You know, according to that study, you know, lo-fi music shows a lot of improvements in everybody's cognitive abilities, not just children, but in this study it was talking about abilities under 12. But the study showed that students who listen to music could perform more questions in the time allotted than those who didn't listen to any music. The effect is known as the Mozart effect. I know this. I'm actually a fifth grade educator myself. I teach all subjects, and music, I've seen that play such a powerful role in my classroom. And I definitely understand the Mozart effect and how the role that it plays. So musical training, you know, makes the brain healthy and prevents mental disorders such as dementia and Alzheimer's. There's a lot of studies going in as ways to, you know, either curb it or slow it down, you know, the growth of dementia and Alzheimer's by using music. In that 2019 Milan study, researchers, you know, used the study the effects of lo-fi music or non-lyrical background music on free recall or memory. You know, the conclusion was reached that, you know, participants who listened to lo-fi non-lyrical music scored a lot higher in two control groups of no music and lo-fi music with lyrics. We already talked about how it reduces anxiety listening to music and lo-fi music. Slow music reduces that blood pressure and heart rate to a normal level, which ultimately, you know, reduces anxiety and stress. So if you're somebody that's suffering from anxiety and stress, and you know, whether it's because of exams, tests, or maybe just life in general, give lo-fi a shot. And finding even your own sub-genre within lo-fi, because maybe that boom-bap stuff is still a little bit too high energy for you and you need something a little bit calmer, or that chill hop. You know, just putting that out there. And then the soothing effect. I think the soothing effect goes beyond words. I think that's what draws most people in, you know. Just like as a lullaby, you know, makes a kid fall asleep, lo-fi also has that soothing effect on them to, you know, keep you focused or relax you. You know, the relaxing muscle tension, you know, can help really draw you in. And you know, that when you're in that good mood, you study better. When you're in that good mood, you just, everything seems to flow a lot easier. I think that goes without saying. So anytime you can put yourself in that low stress, high positivity, lot of energy, focused state, you're always going to perform better. So, you know, for some people, that's music that puts them there. For some people, they find something else that puts them there. You know, the term that I've heard used a lot, and it's becoming popular again, especially with some of these music therapists, is called cocooning, you know, where, you know, a listening environment using these subtle, predictable, soft sounds creates a relaxing and almost protective space, like a cocoon. Overall, just great and great for increased productivity overall. But, yeah, so those are some of the big ones, I think, that, you know, when I read about the study in Milan and the effects of lo-fi music and benefits, you know, the activating the brain, happy mood, improving learning, reducing anxiety, and those soothing effects have all kind of been the big ones that stand out the most. But we're going to get into some music so we can get some of these effects going. And again, find me on anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and let me know what's the biggest benefit that you get from lo-fi music. Share it up. I'd love to hear it. So we're going to listen to two tracks here from Sless. Sorry if I mispronounced this, but these tracks are great. I'd love to make sure I get them in here. Sless Prasmo and Frogman together on the first track called Office Vibe, and then Sless Prasmo with Ozelot, O-Z-E-L-O-T, Ozelot, and that track is called Second Chance. So they'll be going back to back, and I'll come back and check in with you real quick, and then we'll have our five latest releases that I wanted to share with you as well. So Once again, my name is the producer name anyway is The New and the Used on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast episode 5.5. This is the science of lo-fi. And again, Celeste Precimo and Frogman, followed by Celeste Precimo and Ocelot with Office Vibe and Second Chance. Check it out. All right. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 5.5, the Science of Lo-Fi. I'm your host, the new and the used. That was Les Precimo and Frogman with Office 5, followed by, again, Les Precimo and Ocelot with Second Chance. Again, really cool tracks. Started to put me in that brain activated mode. So far in the podcast here, focusing on the science of lo-fi, we looked at discussed the purposes of music in our everyday lives, and how we use music both therapeutically as well as for fun or enjoyment, but really overall discussing the way that music affects our naturally occurring hormones in our body, our dopamine levels, our serotonin levels, the cortisol levels, talking about a healthy heart and elevating our moods and relieving stress and anxiety and managing pain or easing pain. And even going as far as to say that there's a study talking about how listening to soft background music and lo-fi while you eat can help you eat less. Again, I'd love to hear if somebody actually tries this out, if this is true or not for you, but I'm sure it's a little bit different for everybody. But overall, just talking about the benefits of lo-fi music and music health benefits in your life. Obviously, we know, and a lot of us talk about the reason why we get pulled in is for those, the cooling, calming effect, the lessening stress and anxiety. So, do me a favor and jump over to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and leave me a message and let me know what are you listening to lo-fi music for? Is it for fun, enjoyment, something to help you with your mood and anxiety? What is it? What's the reason why you like lo-fi music, or what brought you to the podcast? I've always wanted to get some feedback. I love getting feedback from listeners. So, jump over to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and share, or go to your major platform that you choose, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or whatnot, and share Pickles and Beats with your friends and listeners so we can continue to grow this community and this platform together. But what I'd like to do, and what I've been doing for these past few episodes, and I actually really enjoy this, is I go through my both on Spotify and Apple Music and multiple platforms and find the kind of most recent releases that are on my radar for lo-fi music. And I usually pick the top five that I listen to that I enjoy. So there's always a lot of music coming out all the time and people submitting music, which I appreciate. And so these were the top five that kind of stuck out to me. And so I'll read them down here. We'll give them a listen. We'll come back and wrap things up. But this is Yasumu with Wooden Cabin, and it'll be followed up by The Deli and Loomis playing Orbiter Lude. Sorry, I'm gonna get working these out here. Flughand will be follow them up with Feeling. This is a three-way track here. It's called Green Door by Kraytek, Half Past Seven, and Paul Bao. It's called Green Doors, the track. And then the last one to finish it off will be called Sunny Afternoon by a screen jazz master and Zaymayev. I apologize again to any producers out there if I didn't get the name exactly perfect. So send it on over to me, or again, send me a message and I'll get it right and I'll fix it next time. So big thanks to all the musicians and producers out there creating this amazing music for us to vibe to and hang out to. And so let's get into some of this new music, brand new vibes that are out at the beginning of November here. So I hope you enjoy them, and we'll talk to you on the other side. So kicking it off here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, the new and the used. Check it out. Thank you. All right. Welcome back to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 5.5, the science of lo-fi. Again, I'm your host, producer of the new and the used. And that was the top five of latest releases. First track was Wooden Cabin by Yasumu. Orbiterlude by the Deli and Lumes. Feeling by Flughand. Green Door by Kritek. Half Past Seven and Paul Bao. And then the last track was Sunny Afternoon by Screen Jazzmaster and Zaev. Very cool tracks. And they were all out within the past, you know, week and a half, or beginning of November here. So once again, I got to say a huge thank you to all the listeners and all the producers, beat makers out there that are into the podcast. I appreciate the feedback. You can find a way to reach out to me on all major platforms under Pickles and Beats, or you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats and send a direct message, or you can even record a voice message. Maybe it'll get used in the future episodes somewhere along the line, or you can just send it to me privately. No big deal. This was a super fun podcast, a very informative podcast, learning all kinds of cool stuff about, the science behind music and how it can influence your body. So please go out and have a great and lo-fi day listening to great music, and calm yourselves, relax yourself, or motivate yourself, and try to motivate others as well. This is, once again, the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast, episode 5.5, the science of lo-fi. I'm your host, Chris, with the new and the used producer, and talk to you soon. Peace.